Epic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel pounded Hezbollah targets in Lebanon today. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre as the president traveled to the UN General Assembly.
The conflict along the blue line between Israel and Hezbollah has gone on for long enough. It's in everyone's interest to resolve it quickly and diplomatically, and that's where we've been.
Prosecutors say Ryan Ruth intended to kill former President Trump. He left behind a letter before his arrest in Florida. Manuel Bajorquez reports he'll remain in jail.
The judge said, look, the weight of these charges and of the evidence, I just am not willing to let him out on bond.
A government watchdog is warning the nation's air traffic control system needs fixing. Correspondent Matt Piper.
The U.S. Government Accountability Office report says some air traffic control systems have not been upgraded in the last 10 years or longer. It says the FAA itself found that of 138 systems, 51 of them were unsustainable.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammy McCormick.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Forbes has named the best employers in the country and in Wisconsin. They surveyed 160,000 staffers nationwide. And the best employer in Wisconsin is Costco. Now, that's headquartered over in Washington. But number two is Quick Trip, which is operated out of La Crosse. Rounding out the top five were Procter & Gamble, Acuity Insurance, based in Sheboygan, and Bank of America. Forbes says the sixth best employer in the state is UW-Madison. Meanwhile, a group of teachers may form Wisconsin's first private school union. The staff at Toad Hill Montessori in Madison are organizing. They plan to form a union through Office and Professional Employees International Union Local 39. They say they want to be paid for breaks from class and for snow days and a more consistent application of school policies. Meanwhile, the school denies some of the teachers' claims. Their union elections are October 2nd. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. Here's a look at news closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Women are being undertreated for open-heart surgeries. A study from UM Health shows thousands of open-heart surgeries are performed every day across the U.S., but for women receiving it or that need it, they are undertreated. The differences between men and women are not only in the care they receive, but also the research that goes into how the care is provided. When women need open-heart surgery, they are found to either receive it in a lower quality or go to a lesser-quality hospital. Then, they usually wait longer for the procedure as well. Women and men have a lot of biological differences, so using the same practice for both does not always work. Women may also be less likely to have help and someone to care for them after surgery. You can mark your calendars for the Fall Community Bike Ride with Wood County Sheriff Sean Becker. It will be Wednesday, October 16th at 5 p.m. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
That is the number one job of the quarterback, take care of the football, and he's done a great job of not putting it in harm's way. And quite frankly, that's allowed us and given us confidence to open some of the things up, to come out and throw a pass on the first play of the game, anticipating they'd be geared up for a run, you know, and to get that big explosion play to Jay Reed, I thought really set us off.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. Next up, three games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear this evening, increasing clouds overnight. Cool lows in the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. Mostly sunny Wednesday, high into the mid 70s. And sunshine continues into Thursday, highs upper 70s. It's 67 right now.
Afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to WFHR's Playmakers. Welcome to the show. Hope y'all are having a great Monday out there. Thank you so much for joining us. We're here live and direct right from our studios here in Wisconsin Rapids to bring you not only your sports takes, your sports feelings, but to have some fun over the next hour talking a little sports with all of y'all. We're going to be I'm doing the show solo today, everybody. Yep, just me. We'll be hanging out together, though. I'm not alone. I got the best co-host there is, all of you, to join us. Phone lines are wide open, 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. A lot happened over the sports week. Well, let's go ahead and talk about it from last Friday, last time we got to hang out and everything. Love to hear from all of you. Call up, join the conversation. And, of course, want to send a big thank you to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Got a bunch to get into today. We'll have our stat of the show a little bit later. Going to talk about some NFL stats that I thought were kind of interesting. Taking a look at. You've heard Jimmy in our sports break there talking about the Brewers and that comeback victory against the Diamondbacks. I want to get your takes on that one, your feelings on that. We'll get into that one. Came across a couple of interesting articles, too, that want to dive into. We'll see if we have time for one of them, the wildest foods served at NFL stadiums. Yeah, want to get into that, too. And actually have a tie-in for that one. But before we get going too far into the show, last week I had the fortune of getting to go down to the Southland County Rec Center and get to meet and hang out with and interview your 2024-25 Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Coach Paul invited me down there, and I appreciate him doing that. In the process, not only did he do that, but I got a jersey, everybody. Yeah, I got a River Kings jersey. I'm looking at it right now. It's got a number 4 on it and everything. That's my number. It is a wicked jersey. We have it up here in the studios right next to our Rafters jersey. A big thank you to Coach Paul for that. I appreciate it. Made my father, I thought I was happy. You wouldn't believe how happy my dad was seeing me in a hockey jersey with the number 4 on it. It was fun. But not as much fun as getting to meet these kids and talking to these players that are coming here. All of except for one traveled quite a ways to get here. But we do have a local kid on the team this year, a kid right here from Rapids. Got the chance to meet and talk with all of them. You'll be hearing those interviews shortly during the River Kings season. We'll be playing them during games. And we're talking about putting together a package like where we have an hour special episode where we'll just play those interviews and some of the interviews we've had with Coach Paul and everything. He'll be joining us throughout the season, of course, in the fourth period. We'll be having Coach Paul joining us almost weekly talking River Kings hockey as we build hockey up and down the river and celebrate 10 years of hockey here in Wisconsin Rapids. Big thank you to everybody down there. Of course, our hosts, our friends over at the Southland County Rec Center that do such a great job with that building 365 days a year. Do a great job not only hosting these events, but ice skating and all kinds of cool things that go on over there. As we gear up for the winter months, winter is coming. We gear up for it. River Kings are gearing up for hockey. Yeah. And this is a little bit different going into this season. I'll talk with Coach Paul about this and everything. Don't let me forget, everybody. I would say that this is probably the first year for the River Kings where there's a bullseye on us. We're not the hunters this year. We are being hunted. The River Kings are not going to surprise anybody this year. They're not going to sneak up on anybody, anything like that. By now, you understand what this team, the identity they have, the culture that is built there, that Coach Paul has done, and the kind of players we're bringing in. So that's going to make this a very exciting season. They would never say this, but I feel like a bit of a rough start to the season, going to be on the road for the first almost month of the season. River Kings start their first official game this Friday, 7 o'clock, taking on the Minnesota Mullets. They'll be in Minnesota for those for the weekend games. They'll be playing Minnesota 2 back-to-back games. After that, they're taking on Asante. And they'll be taking on heading to the Dells after that, going to Northwest. And they're not going to be home until they take on the Hudson Havoc on October 26th. That'll be their first official home game, which you can catch on WIRI 105.5. Our own Michael Comer going to be calling the games this year. Shout out to Michael. Congrats on that. And congrats on us listeners that enjoy good hockey and good hockey commentating, because Michael's going to do a great job. I don't know. It's hard to say it's a rough start to the season. This is hockey. This is what you do. But I am kind of, going to be paying attention to that first month of the season, win, loss, see how the team does. Going to be fun. So fun. Looking forward to hockey this season. 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. I did want to note also the some passings recently. We've lost some big names in sports. Mercury Morris just passed away, of course, running back for the undefeated Miami Dolphins, the only undefeated team in sports history. Mercury Morris was always great, even for us younger people out there who may not got to see him play, got to see him pop champagne every year when a team that was undefeated was knocked off of the undefeated ranks. I'm not a big fan of, like, haterism or anything like that, but that was always kind of fun. I always thought that he... And it just in part because of the guy doing it. Mercury Morris was a charming, fun kind of guy. And the passing of Dick Moss, the attorney who won free agency for MLB players, passed away recently. He won the arbitration case that created free agency for baseball players, revolutionized pay for professional athletes. And while this was in baseball, this changed all of sports. All of sports would feel this rumble through it as all of a sudden these owners that had been running everything and been in charge of everything, and it was their world and you had to put up with it. All of a sudden, the people that actually... Because please call up 715-424-2600. Have you ever gone to a game to see an owner? Because if you have, I'm wrong. But otherwise, I'm guessing that literally every single professional sporting event that has ever taken place has been about the athletes. Yeah, you root for your home teams. You're going to root for those. You're going to look at those. But are you going to the games if they've got nobody out there? Some of you might, sure. But you're going to enjoy the games if they got good players. And I don't mean Hall of Famers. I mean players, good players. And players deserve compensation. Players deserve some power in this. There is no game without the players. What Dick Moss did was, I mean, one of the most groundbreaking things in all of sports history. So credit to him and his legacy. Quite a moment in time, too, because I'd love to, any of you out there, and I'm sure there's plenty of people out there, especially some of our older listeners, that might remember a time before free agency. And the idea of team loyalty is always something that's going to come up in sports. We deal with it all the time. Green Bay has dealt with this twice with Brett Favre and then Aaron Rodgers. They dealt with this in San Francisco with Joe Montana. Joe Montana finished his career in a Kansas City uniform. And it's come up recently with Derrick Henry. Watching a bit of the Titans-Packers game and watching a little bit of the Ravens game this weekend. It's still like Derrick Henry in a Baltimore Ravens uniform is still weird to me. And you just don't see players like that end their careers in other places usually. Now, Tennessee said that they were. I don't believe that Tennessee even made an offer to Derrick Henry. But he wasn't going out there in free agency looking for the biggest contract in NFL history. He was going out there to go play for a contender, play for a team that might win a Super Bowl, at least have a chance to win a Super Bowl. And that's why he ended up signing with the Baltimore Ravens, and that seems to be working out pretty good, even at 1-2. I don't think that if you're a Ravens fan, you're nervous. You're too nervous right now, at least. I sure wouldn't be. But something else that came up of this, and we can get into the conversation of loyalty with players and teams and all of that if you guys want to. But I'm still a little more focused on the loyalty that owners have to fans. The loyalty that owner... Because a player having loyalty to a team, that's your boss. That's not just paying your check. If we're talking about athletes, you could be talking about generational wealth. Which, I don't know about y'all out there, I don't have any idea of what that's like. I have no idea what that's like to deal with something like that. I have that on my shoulders. But what about the owner's loyalty to us? I mean, they literally have nothing if we're not going to these games, if we're not buying jerseys, if we're not buying the team stock. Because that's what you're doing. You are investing not only your time, you are investing your dollars and cents in these teams. And I think that if you are a Wisconsinite, I would say that you've got very good ownership up and down, no matter what teams we're talking about. I'd even say I'd throw the Admirals in there as a well-run team, a well-run organization. Certainly, you've heard me ramble and talk with envy of how the Green Bay Packers are owned by the city and all of that. And I don't need to mansplain the Packers to all of y'all. But I do want to go to the Dallas Cowboys for a second. And Jerry Jones. And if you did not hear, Jerry Jones was asked about Derrick Henry. And it was quite obvious that, you know, Dallas is sorely missing a running game, sorely missing stars. And that's not something that you see all the time in Dallas. And in recent years, Jerry Jones has been playing chicken with his best players as far as giving them contract extensions. And he's done this where he's given every one of them. Going back to Ezekiel Elliott's first run, he's broken down and given them the contract. I don't know why he holds off. All he ends up doing is paying more money. It does not seem like a very smart business move from somebody who is supposed to be known for being good at business. But speaking of business, Jerry Jones, when asked about Derrick Henry and why they did not sign him, he said that he liked the stable of running backs they have, but then he said we couldn't afford him. That the Dallas Cowboys, not just one of the most expensive franchises in football, in the whole world, the Dallas Cowboys are one of the top 10 franchises. As far as how much that franchise, if you and I wanted to try to get together and try to buy the Dallas Cowboys and what that would cost. This man is going to one of the most diehard, say what you want about Dallas Cowboy fans. They're diehard. I've met them. I've been around them a lot. I'm talking about the real true fans. They love that team. They treat football different down there, man. They do. If you haven't experienced it, you don't know what I'm talking about. I get it. But it's different down there. And they love that team. I'm hearing that. And if you didn't have anything, it's funny because it had nothing to do with this, but I heard that from Jerry Jones. And if I'm not even a Cowboy fan. I've never spent one game even, I think, rooting for the Cowboys, be honest with you. Like, even when they're not playing my team or something like that, I don't know if I've ever rooted for the Cowboys a day in my life. I'm hearing that, and the first thing that I heard was, they are never winning a Super Bowl with Jerry Jones as their owner. There's my hot take that is not really a hot take, like lukewarm, because I'm sure somebody else has probably said that by now. But I haven't heard anybody say that, and I hadn't had that thought before. I get caught up in the machine sometimes, like a lot of people. And I don't think that Dallas is a Super Bowl contender every year, but ESPN sure does. And the talking heads out there sure do. And they sure as hell give them plenty of talking time to be able to talk Cowboys, 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 and all this. That's got to stop. That really, really, really has to stop. Unless Dallas is 10-1 or something like that, like they really look like a serious contender, then we can talk about them. But otherwise, can we please stop giving as much press as we are to that team and that owner who clearly has no loyalty to his fans? And I'm not saying that's any different than any other owner. And that includes the Green Bay Packers. I'm sorry, but it does. We can never lose sight of the fact that to them, the owners, this is always going to be a business. You can look at Steve Ballmer in L.A. with the Clippers and him losing his mind up and down as the team goes up and down and wins and loses and everything. And he looks like he's engaged and he cares. And at the end of the day, if that team is not in the black, you're not going to be seeing the similar team. You're not going to be seeing that. And you will not be seeing that in the Clippers in the next couple of years. Go ahead and take a look. And Jerry Jones has run the Dallas Cowboys like they are a mom and pop business. And he continues to do it. And you can't win that way. Every team, if you have Super Bowl aspirations, not only do you have to pay the players that you got, but you have to bring in names. Look at what the Packers have done going back to the end of last season, right up to this past weekend. They look, go into the last season. What do we have at quarterback? Are we a contender? We got some pieces here. if this kid's all right, maybe we, maybe we can put all of our chips in the middle. Jordan Love doesn't show you much at first. Last eight games of the season, he does. Immediately, all right, we're going. Jobs are on the line. We got to win. Let's win. We have our window right here. You pay your quarterback. You bring in some nice free agency picks. Xavier McKinley pick is looking better. Pickup is looking better and better. That defense is playing solid. With all those first round picks, all that investment finally paying off. You have to spend some money. You have to go out there and bring in some names. That's Green Bay. That is a team that is owned by its own city, by its own state, its people. And they spent the money. You're one of the most expensive franchises in history, and always will be, really, as long as they keep pushing that Dallas Cowboys stock out there. And you're going to go to your base. You're going to go to that fan base. So as we go to our first break, I'd like to take this time to open up a GoFundMe for Jerry Jones. And let's help them out. Because it's tough. It's tough for these NFL owners. Some of them, I heard that one of the NFL owners, I'm not going to, say the name because I don't want to get in trouble here or anything. But one of them had to sell a yacht recently. I mean, it's rough. It's rough out there. What do we do? It's where I go to when there's strikes. And now every time there seems to be a strike in my whole lifetime, I've never understood how people immediately blame the players and go to the owners. When you have more in common with these players than you will ever have with any single owner of any franchise, of any team in any sport. And go ahead and name me the owner that cares about you. Name me the owner of any sports team. I'll do that. I was going to say NFL teams. Any team, any sports team, name me the owner that you know what? That guy really cares about his fan base. Boy, that guy. Yesterday during the Falcons game, they talked about Arthur Blank, owner of the Atlanta Falcons, and how they showed a hospital that Arthur Blank opened up. Beautiful, wonderful moment. Real philanthropist. Arthur Blank is known for that in the NFL community. Arthur Blank don't give a dang about his fans. don't care. Like that. No, that is a whole different set. What he did with the hospital, that's the philanthropist. That's him. The businessman, numbers. Numbers. Are we in the black? Your loyalty to these teams is earned. You deserve that. It's your team. Don't matter who the owner is. Nobody gets to take that from you. But I think that it should come with some. I think that loyalty is wonderful, but I've learned this the hard way in my life. Unconditional loyalty can oftentimes, more times than not, lead to the person who is loyal being the one that is left, left holding the bag. I don't think that's fair to fans. I don't think that's right. So let's get this GoFundMe going for those Dallas Cowboy fans, those poor Cowboy fans out there. Maybe next year they can get a running back. Lose in the first round of the playoffs. Because that seems to be what their kind of thing is. And that works out pretty good for Jerry Jones. He doesn't seem upset. He seems all right. Seems to be rolling with it. He's got his guy to clean his eyeglasses for him and everything, so he seems all right. We will go to our break in a minute here as I see the clock. We've got a couple minutes left to hang out. I did want to talk a little Brewers with you guys because, as you heard again, Jimmy mentioning in the break there, Brewers had one of their biggest comebacks that they have had since 08, I believe, as they erased an 8-run deficit to beat the Diamondbacks 10-9. This is a team that, yes, they're playing for the best division and best record, trying to get that home field advantage and everything. I'm not saying that they don't have anything to play for, but they do have the playoffs pretty well wrapped up and not necessarily, a lot of teams are resting. A lot of teams are kind of taking it easy right now. But what have I been talking about this whole season with this team? And it's something I noticed in the first month of the season. And I apologize. I don't remember exactly who it was. I'm pretty sure they were playing an AL team, though. And they were down by like four or five runs in the fourth inning or something like that. And I'm used to seeing so many times bad body language or a team looking down or something. We saw it all over the NFL today. You saw it in the Dallas Cowboys sideline when they were down early. Sometimes it's, you know, natural human instinct, but at the same time, you're a grown man, you're an adult, go out there and keep your head up. You're getting paid a lot of money to do a job that a lot of us would kill to do. I mean, you know, that's the gig. I have empathy for you, but at the same time, I also feel like you got to go out there, do your job, keep your head up. Body language is important, not just for your fans, obviously, but for your fellow teammates. But this Brewer team, they are the monster at the end of the movie. You think, oh, we got rid of the monster. And then the hand comes up out of the dirt and they're back. You can't kill them. You're lucky the baseball is built on 9 innings and the amount of outs that there are. Because if you gave them extra time, what do? They keep coming back. They talk so much about, in baseball, momentum. And the famous line, momentum is, you know, the next day's starting pitcher. But this team truly does feel like it doesn't just have momentum. It creates momentum. It makes momentum. And honestly, and I don't want to get in trouble with anybody. I don't want to get in any, you know, problems here or anything. And I don't know if it's the last time I saw it, but the last time I remember seeing that in a team was my 2005 Chicago White Sox. Probably the most fun I've ever had in a season watching baseball. And it wasn't because they had a ton of all-stars. And they were just killing it and knocking a million home runs a game or anything like that. You felt like you were in every single game that year. I know there were blowouts. I watched some of them that year. And I still felt like I was in it because that team was engaged. Ozzy had those guys on, paying attention. Pitchers that weren't even pitching for a couple of days were in the dugout and paying attention. Mark Burley, the chief among them. Had a team that didn't know how to die. Had a team that didn't know how to quit. That is your 2024 Milwaukee Brewers, man. And when we talk about momentum and going into the playoffs, you can give me win streaks. You can, you know, give me all the data you want in baseball. Give me that. When I'm looking at the dugout and my team is down, what is their body language? How are they reacting? How are they treating each other? How is the manager handling things? Nobody in baseball has what the Brewers have right now in that. So I don't want to, you know, overhype. I don't want to get expectations way, way up there or anything like that. But I do think not only this season, but if you take a step back and you look at the big picture, Murph ain't going nowhere. And that's a guy that people want to play for. They're already talking about it, like upcoming free agents and everything. Got something there in Milwaukee. And got something this year in Milwaukee. Going to be fun as we get into the final week of the MLB regular season. We'll come back after a break. Got some stat of the shows for you. Talk about that. A little bit later, if we have time, the wildest foods served at NFL stadiums. And hopefully we'll be talking to you. You guys hear me talk all the time. Aren't you tired of my voice? Come on, I know I am. Call up, join the conversation. 715-424-2600. We'll be back with more Playmakers, proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out right here in Rapids.
Temperatures are falling. The dew is cold and crisp, and your breath is hanging in the air. It's time to dress in our favorite Wisconsin attire. It's hoodie season. This season, show your personality through your clothes by customizing your long-sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, sports workout gear, and more. Don't let today's style wear you. Call Wham Incorporated today. 715-423-9465. Be bold, be you, and be confident. Wham Incorporated. 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 715-423-9465.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic. Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Back again. Tri-City Services wants to warm the hearts of their neighbors by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need. Nominate your person at calltricity.com before October 18th.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Many people struggle with a lot of these things, though, like making and maintaining friends, making new friends. Mm. These are things that actually, like, I'm very envious of the people that are good at making friends or can just start a conversation with just about anybody.
What people don't understand is that's why James hired me and Melissa, not because, you know, we're talented or anything. He's lonely.
Very.
That's how he gets friends. He hires them to work with him.
My friend's contact list, it is three.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear this evening, increasing clouds overnight. Cool lows in the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow. Highs in the low 70s. Mostly sunny Wednesday, high into the mid-70s. And sunshine continues into Thursday, highs upper 70s. It's 67 right now.
Welcome back, everybody, to WFHR's Playmakers. Welcome to the fourth period. Afternoon, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. James here with you. Throughout the hockey season, we are going to be joined by our good friend, GM and head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul Peckman, is going to be joining us for the fourth period. We're going to talk River Kings hockey. Maybe I can sneak some NHL in there every once in a while on Coach. Good to have you with us, sir. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Doing great.
Wanted to get together with you. Wanted to talk about some things coming up for the River Kings. Certainly exhibition game that just happened. But real quick, got to thank you for having me down there for media day. That was a lot of fun. You know how I feel about the jersey. I've rambled about that quite a bit. Really appreciate it. And wanted to hear how that went for the players. This for some of these guys, new experience, a different experience. It's one thing to get on the ice and to chalk it up with your guys or other players, but then to have a microphone put in your face. You don't always sign up for that, man.
No. A lot of them get a little tongue-tied, but for the most part, I mean, they're always excited about media day, right? Mm-hmm. It's about having fun, taking individual and team photos and getting to talk to you and being able to explain who they are, where they're from, and that kind of thing, and their background, and it's always exciting for them.
I was telling Coach in the pregame here, a knockout great group of kids, great group of guys, and every one of them, the same type of energy, the same type of passion that not only brought them here, but they're going to bring to the ice. Mm-hmm. You're already getting excited just even talking to these guys, not even watching them on the ice yet, just getting to know them as men. It was really cool and cannot wait for that. We're looking forward to playing those interviews for you throughout the season.
Good.
You guys just had an exhibition. How did that go?
Went well. I mean, we pretty much dominated from the start, and we outshot them 65-13. So beat them 9-2. It was good. It was good. We're to the point where we had to kind of let some guys sit and play some other guys, and just wanted them to get more ice time and more confidence. And I think it was a good tune-up for us going into this weekend.
Good to hear. Oh, and especially always good to hear when it comes to a River Kings win. I don't care if it's exhibition or not. Always unique, too, when you see those stats at the end of a game of a 60-15 shooting difference and everything. That leads to a lot of different, I imagine, for you and your team, looking at the tape and going over it, not just looking at your scoring and your aggressiveness, but looking at the defense and the job that they did blocking or keeping guys out of the lane to be able to even make shots or anything like that. So, and perfect kind of game, if you can really say that, going into the regular season. Regular season kicks off this weekend, as you kind of touch on there, Coach. Guys going to be in Minnesota taking on the Mullets this weekend on Friday and Saturday, 7 o'clock games there.
This season is, we're going into the 10th year of River Kings hockey. And you know the history of the Kings. Our fans out there know the history of the Kings. And I'm certainly a student of the game. I love the history of this team and the history of hockey in general. One of the things that stood out to me when I was previewing and I'm looking at the season ahead and I'm looking ahead at the schedule 2 months from now and those things, I don't know if we've ever had a River Kings season where we are the hunted. We are. We have a bullseye on us. We are a team. We're not sneaking up on anybody this year. We're not going to, you know, it's, and I'm not saying that necessarily we have in years past, but I don't know if it's ever been like this, where the culture is known. You've built something here in a quick amount of time, granted, as well, where they know if the River Kings are coming to town, what kind of team they're going to be playing. When it comes to that, is there any difference for you in the approach to this season when you're looking at it that way? Because I'm noticing that. I imagine that you felt that months ago.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have you know that teams are recruiting to chase you, to beat you, right? So you have to switch gears in your mentality, right? Coming from last year, where we were the guys that were climbing up the ladder, right? So we were chasing people, and it literally came down to the last game of the regular season. So, and now that you're sitting on top, you know, now everybody's coming at you. So it's the mentality is different. The way we're approaching it is a little bit different, and that's exactly what I appreciate these guys in practice and the energy that we need to bring and the mindset that you have to have is everybody's bringing their A game. Mm-hmm. So if you're not prepared, anybody can smack you in the mouth on any given night, and we have to be ready for that. So I think going into the Mullets, who happens to be at the top of the division right now, and you know there's been a little bit of tension between them and us over this off season. So it's going to be a good one.
That tension you speak of, that makes it all the more interesting that it's the first real regular season game to get to start off the season against this team and the history with these two teams as well. But there's what we know, and then, of course, with USPHL teams and everything, there's only so much you can know and can scout on that. Mm-hmm. When it comes to that, how is your approach to this? I've always been interested by the coach that approaches a game of, we're going to do our thing regardless of what the other team is. And the coach that kind of adapts to the team that they are playing against, almost their identity almost changes week to week to go against another team's weaknesses and take advantage of those. And not that I want to give Minnesota any insight here or anything like that, because we know they're big fans, listen to every show. I'm curious for you, when you approach those things, especially in this league where, you know, last year's team is not going to look like this year's team for Minnesota, no different than us. So mm-hmm. There's only so much scouting you can do on these teams.
Well, especially early in the year, it's difficult. The beauty of us starting a little bit later, and I do this by design because it gives us a chance to play a couple of exhibition games and gel and see what we have. And also, the other teams have already played a few games. So now we got film. So now I know exactly which is what we've been doing and going over. And they are relatively the same. They have some new guys, but their core is back like us. So I know what they have, and you're right. It's the beauty of being deep. You can play the way you want to play, and then the game will dictate how you change and who you put up against in certain situations. Right. Yeah. So that's we'll wait and see how that plays out. Yeah. But. No, the mindset is we're going to play hard, we're going to play fast, we're going to play physical, and we're talented enough that we should be able to get the job done, and we'll see what the how the game plays out.
My dad was always a big fan of not just playing himself this way, but the athlete or the shooter, I'll say that. You can't wait for the perfect shot every time. You pepper that net, shoot that net. It seems like already just not just going off the exhibition game, but going from last season. That is a part of this team's the way that this team is constructed, as well as the way you like to coach. Right. Get out there, pepper that net.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have, and to that point, the Mullets have a very good goaltender. They give up a lot of shots. But in the first two games, I think they gave up 110 shots and only gave up 4 goals, right? So the goal is pretty good. So we need to come with that. And yes, I mean, it's the law of averages. 1 out of every 10 is going to go in.
Yep.
Right? So if you look at any NHL scorecard, they got 35 shots. They probably scored 3 to 4 goals.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we need to get in the mindset here. We got to be shooting 15 to 20 shots a period. And we're fast, and we have guys that can put the puck on the net. And so I'm excited to see. Now it's for real, and these right. guys are going to turn it up a bit. So
it's funny. I had our local theater group on earlier, and they're at the time where rehearsal process. They're going on stage this weekend, and you could just see it in their eyes. They're ready for an audience. They want to get out there already. They don't need this week of rehearsals. They wanted the show right now. It's one of my favorite things about being in part of a show is when you get that energy. Mm-hmm. It's something I remember from my growing up around my dad, when and even in a little bit of sports that I played and everything, where it's like Christmas morning. You're just so excited for it, and you can't sleep. You can't put a name to that type of energy. I was talking to the audience earlier. The River Kings are going to be on the road for the first almost month of the season. Our first home game, October 26th, at the Rec Center, taking on Hudson. When it comes to being on the road that much and to start off the season, is there a different approach to that with the players? Is there something that's almost kind of like a bonding opportunity there for not just the players and you, but to kind of like, also, I would imagine going forward, you know, as a team, the whole team and everything.
I don't think it changes the way we want to play. It just depends. Yeah. It is more of the bonding experience. Guys get tighter, you know, and you start to feel chemistry. So by the time you get home, right, you really get a good idea of what you have. And again, health comes into it, and who's healthy, who's playing well, who's not, and that kind of thing. So everybody has to understand the game plan and what we're trying to accomplish. And because at any given day, you could may or may not be in the lineup. Right. So this is the junior world, and you got to earn the right to be in the lineup just as well as you got to earn the right to win.
We get to wrap up this season looking ahead with a bunch of home games, so that's going to be fun. We're looking forward to that. Not to fast forward by any means, but as far as things to look forward to this season. When it comes to you and looking ahead at this season, certainly every game is exciting. Every bit of this is exciting. Every moment of every practice, all of that. But is there anything that really stands out to you, Coach, that we want the fans to be on the lookout for, keep an eye for this season that's going to be something extra special or anything going into this 10th year? Probably my toughest question I'm going to ask you.
It's also
the last question.
We're getting all our sponsors in order here, and just sponsor nights and things like that. I don't know the military jerseys that haven't been shown yet. Those are different than last year, so they're I'd say that would be the extra special.
Awesome.
Something to show the fans. And I don't know when we're going to, what game we haven't announced that yet. So,
we're on the lookout for that.
Yeah. I mean, that's about it. I mean, we got a lot more new sponsors this year, so I'm excited about that, and I appreciate their support as well. We're just excited to get this thing going.
Yeah, you know? We're putting together behind the scenes here an opportunity to get to our WIRI family down there and have a good fun time down there, and not just once, but a couple times this year, having more of a presence down there, and certainly hyping up these games. And we'll be having tickets to give away to you guys and get you over there to make sure that we show that every team that comes to Rapids knows that they are playing the River Kings, and making sure that there is a home ice advantage every single period, not just game, every period. When it comes to this, I am so excited about the season, Coach. And I'm excited for you and the boys. We're looking forward to covering River Kings hockey this year. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Find out more at riverkingshockey.com, riverkingshockey.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Their team does a great job keeping us fans up to date on everything. Throw into your search bar Wisconsin Rapids River Kings and follow your Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. We'll be back with more show right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Temperatures are falling. The dew is cold and crisp, and your breath is hanging in the air. It's time to dress in our favorite Wisconsin attire. It's hoodie season. This season, show your personality through your clothes by customizing your long sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, sports workout gear, and more. Don't let today's style wear you. Call Wham Incorporated today, 715-423-9465. Be bold, be you, and be confident. Wham Incorporated, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids, 715-423-9465.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. I will start the show and then pass the hosting baton to my friend and ongoing contributor, Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. It will be spectacular. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hi, everyone. Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear this evening, increasing clouds overnight. Cool lows in the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. Mostly sunny Wednesday, high into the mid-70s. And sunshine continues into Thursday, highs upper 70s. Currently, it's 66.
Welcome, everyone, to WFHR's Playmakers. James here with you. Thanks for joining me. We got a good 15 minutes left of show. Let's fill it up. Call us up, 715-424-2600. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game. You got sports feelings and takes. Let's hear them. Packer fans out there, let's hear your puffy chest. Got to be feeling pretty good. Let's hear from you. 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Big thank you to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, sponsoring the hour, giving this the opportunity to not only hang out with all of you, but hang out with our local teams. Big thank you to Coach Paul for joining us today. That was a lot of fun. Always a good time talking with that man. I could do that all day. Be on the lookout all season long on Mondays. We'll have fourth period lined up for you. Be talking River Kings hockey all season long. Find out more and get your tickets at riverkingshockey.com, riverkingshockey.com. Want to get into some Badger talk, and do want to talk a little NFL, so going to go between these as we get into our stat of the show. Show stat of the show. We're working on music. We don't have much of a budget. I apologize, but... So I am watching, I talked earlier about Derrick Henry, and I've always been a big fan of running backs. You don't grow up a Chicago fan and not love running backs. And I love the dual running back as much as I love the thoroughbred running back. You know, going back to that, Kansas City team with Christian Okoye and Barry Word, or, you know, some of those big bruisers like Derrick Henry. And I feel like we're seeing less and less of those. Well, we are seeing less and less of those. And I just don't know how much longer we're going to see any more of those. And I was wondering about most consecutive games played, or most games played, period, at the running back position. I do not have to tell Green Bay fans out there the number 297. You know what that is. That is the consecutive game streak that Brett Favre had at quarterback. When we talk about unbreakable records in sports, I genuinely feel like that is top 10, one of the most unbreakable records. I don't know a quarterback that's ever going to break that record. I generally, as silly as it might sound to you right now, I kind of thought Ben Roethlisberger might have an opportunity just because he's a tree. I don't mean he's built like a tree. I believe that Ben Roethlisberger, somewhere in that family lineage, was an oak tree. And he is part oak tree. And that guy couldn't stay healthy. Cam Newton, is another one that was just built like... if you built him in a lab, was building a football player, that's how you'd build him. Guys just don't... They can't handle it.
They're not built that way, and they ain't built like Favre, so I just don't see that streak ever ending. For those that don't know, Lou Garza set the standard, not just as a kicker, but offensive tackle. Imagine that, but your offensive tackle is also your kicker. Let's see NFL teams try to start saving money. Now, as Jerry Jones continues to run this mom-and-pop organization called the Dallas Cowboys, and we got to save a little money, can anybody kick? Can our backup guard be our starting kicker? Save a couple bucks here and there, maybe. Lou Garza, at kicker and offensive tackle, had 268 games consecutive. That was back in the 40s. What about running backs? Well, it might interest you. It might find interesting. The guy holds the record for most games played at the running back position, Frank Gore, 241. Recently retired Frank Gore. I think he just retired like a year or two ago. I think I remember that coming up during that one of those games that he played. But I don't think I remember hearing that otherwise. So Frank Gore is right there. Emmitt Smith at number two with 226. And as we talked earlier way too much about the Dallas Cowboys, I will wrap up my that talk real quick with another stat of the show, an extension of it. Emmitt Smith holds the NFL record for most rushing yards in history, of course. And despite being 5'9", 221, Smith was one of the most durable and consistent players in the league. He recorded 11 straight seasons of 1,000-plus rushing yards. And this stat is even more incredible when you consider that no other player has more than 10 seasons with 1,000 rushing yards. Troy Aikman was a decent quarterback. Mike Irvin, great wide receiver. Offensive line for the ages, one of the greatest offensive lines of all time. Emmitt Smith was different. And I feel like he kind of got lost in the shuffle of those teams. But, yeah, certainly a heck of an athlete. Quite a career. And I don't know. Do you think anybody will be able to beat Frank Gore's record? Because, again, I don't think anybody's getting into within 50 games of Favre's record, let alone breaking it. I'll be surprised if they even get into 100 consecutive games played, you know, or something like that. But when it comes to the running back position and somebody breaking Emmitt Smith's record of 226 games started or Frank Gore's and 241, you think anybody will beat that one? As a side note, Rod Woodson leads all kick and punt returners with 238 games played. Of course, played corner. At the end of his career, played safety. But Rod Woodson, one of those players that I love mentioning that doesn't get mentioned nearly enough. 424-2600. 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Badgers coming out of a bye week. Taking on USC. Starting Big Ten play. Wait, what? Yeah, for those that just catching up on everybody, USC is in the Big Ten, and this is a Big Ten game. And the bye week couldn't have come at a better time. Certainly, you know, getting done playing in Alabama, and we all know how that game went. You can kind of, you can't really reset, you know, especially in college football, where it's not like you can go to free agency and pick up a couple players or something like that and fill some holes or make a trade and, you know, fill some holes or something like that. But you are taking on a USC team that just lost a game that a lot of people felt like they should have won against Michigan. They're a team that Lincoln Riley has a wonderful offense usually, but traditionally has not always had a good defense. This year, a little bit better, but not that much better. And while a lot of people were predicting early in the season that Wisconsin would win this game, they were doing that with their starting quarterback in play. I have not checked the Vegas odds because I don't give a darn about gambling. I don't care about any of that stuff. To each their own. If you do, I'm not, you know, talking bad about it. That's just not my thing. But I imagine that between USC losing last week to Michigan and Wisconsin losing their starting quarterback, that's changed a little bit as far as who they're predicting might win this game. But what you can count on is this is Wisconsin's first Big Ten road trip to the West Coast. And it is very interesting. Two very different teams, different coaches, and could be possibly both going in different directions. Because while that Alabama loss was tough, while the opening games of the season were not what you might have wanted, I genuinely think, and I'm getting this from hearing from Coach Fickell and everything too, not just last week on these airwaves during the Luke Fickell show, but in interviews since. This team is playing a little bit with house money. This doesn't sound like a team that is scared. And a lot of times when you lose a starting quarterback, you do kind of get that feeling. Take a look at the Miami Dolphins right now. Every player on that team is worried about losing their job. You get people worrying about that stuff. They're not thinking about X's and O's. They're not locked in on the game. I'm not seeing that from this Badger team. And I'm curious to see how they come out against USC, certainly out of a bye week. And with expectations being what they are. And if you've paid attention to Coach Fickell's career, you'll know one thing. This is not a team that will ever quit. Yeah, everything I was talking about with Pat Murphy and the way that the attitude of the players and the body language and everything, you tend to get that out of a Luke Fickell team. Now, you can point to a lot of big victories for him when he was at Cincinnati, but look at their loss in the playoff and look at how that team handled itself. That's a team that didn't have his head down even in the fourth quarter when the time was running out in the fourth quarter and they lost. I feel like this is a guy that recruits that way and coaches that way, the players he brings in. And in this third year where it's more his team than it's ever been, you're going to get that, regardless of what happens Saturday. And for those who didn't hear, they finally announced the time for that game. 12:30, our pregame will kick off. As, again, it's a West Coast game, so you kind of got to figure those things in to factor in those, but... yeah, we'll be having that game right here, of course, as we have every Badger game all season long for football, but also basketball, and we'll be covering hockey as well. Your proud home of the Wisconsin Badgers on Wisconsin. Taking a look at our schedule this week. We'll be back here with Playmakers on Wednesday. Looking forward to that. And we'll lead you into the Luke Fickell Show, which will be at 7:05 right here. Be interesting to hear from Coach himself about what they're gearing up and how they're practicing and how they're preparing for this week against USC and heading out west. He might even, I think that they may even be out in the West Coast when he's doing that interview, so we'll find out. Friday, another episode of Playmakers from 5 to 6. And we'll be your tailgate getting you ready for high school football on WIRI 105.5. Nacoosa hosting Waupun. Mike and Seth going to cover that one for you. 6:50, our pregame will kick off. Michael will, I believe, be joining us on Wednesday's Playmakers. Kind of preview a little bit of this one. And I believe our first game of Nacoosa's this year that we're covering. That's going to be fun. Been a fun team, Nacoosa football this year. And I want to talk with Michael a little bit about the Raiders. A little bit about our local teams and some of the, you know, it's hard to say surprises so far in the high school football season, but I would like to get into that with him. We'll cover all of that. But speaking of your Badgers, regardless of wins and losses and how this week goes, for those that didn't hear, I encourage you to go check out Athlon Sports because a Wisconsin commit shattered the state's all-time tackles record. And so if you're looking for things to look forward to next season and in the upcoming seasons, all you got to do is just look a little bit over to Germantown. We're in Cooper Catalano. Germantown's linebacker Cooper Catalano set the state record for the most career tackles in a win over Brookfield East on Friday night. The record, which stood at 462, was previously shared by Edgar High School's Andy Borcott back in 07 and 09 and Blackhawk High Schooler Brody Miltz back in the 2014-2017 seasons. He's dominated his whole high school career, Catalano, and he has committed to your Wisconsin Badgers. Keep an eye out for that kid. And he looks like he's already ready to get out there, too. A lot of fun hanging out with you today. Thanks so much for joining us. Spread the word about the show. Big thank you to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Buy local, support those that support us. We will be back with the morning show, 8 to 10. Melissa and I will be hanging out with you, everybody. Looking forward to that. And we'll be back with more Playmakers Wednesday, right here.